Welcome to the Mental Health Bible Study Podcast with Tyree E. Rowell.
Hello there. How y'all doing on this Mental Health Day? I hope you're having a wonderful day, y'all. And if you're not, I hope that you're processing those thoughts and those feelings with someone so that you can get past whatever that may be going on with you so that you can enjoy the rest of your day. But the thing about, you know, waking up in the morning, you do have to make sure that you are commanding the morning. That what I mean by that is setting the tone for the day. Because we can get so caught up on what it is that we think we need to be doing, and as well as all the number one things and zillions of things that's on your to-do list. But baby, it'll get done when it get done. Just letting you know, it will get done when it get done. You know, don't get so caught up on things that really do not bring good health to you, that do not bring good tidings to you. You know, these things that you have on your list, some of those things you probably can have somebody else to do for you. You know what I mean? This mental health journey, it's not just only about you making sure that you be doing all these things that's on your list. You don't have to do all those things on your list. Some of these things you can ask someone else to help you with. Why do we feel that we have to be the one to do everything, especially mothers? Why do we feel like we have to do everything? We do not. That's just a mentality thought that we're having, that I just feel like I'll be doing everything by myself. But that is not so true. We can delegate some of these things. But some of us, I believe, be feeling like we have to do it ourselves because we may feel like, hey, this is the only way it's going to get done. It's the only way I know that it's going to be done right, too. Don't think I don't know, because I do it sometimes too. But baby, I had to learn. Oh yes, I had to learn that I cannot do everything myself. Why not give some of these things to other people? Why not go ask someone for help? You know? And sometimes it gets so frustrating sitting up there trying to do everything, especially from the absent fathers. Don't let me get on that subject. But good Lord, I so thank you for being a father unto me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And as well as a father to my kids. Ooh, baby. Because if it wasn't for you, Jesus Christ, oh my goodness. Ain't no telling where I'll be. Ain't no telling what I'll be thinking. Ain't no telling what I'll be doing. But grace be unto God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now I done processed it. I done let it go now. Whew. Let me breathe. Thank you, Lord. So let me get back to my topic. Lord, you only know. You know me, Jesus. You know me well. But let me get back to the topic of the mothers. You know, we mothers, we go through so much. From the time that we are birthing out these babies, well, first of all, carrying them for 9 months, and then birthing out these babies, and we are a mother 24/7, all day, every day, 365. And it just never stops, you know. It just never stops. But it's okay, because the Lord has equipped us. The Lord has given us what we need to become mothers. And don't just think that you have to have kids to be mothers, because that is so not true. You can be mothers to even kids that are not yours. Because it is a title that is earned. It really is. It's a title that is earned, you know. Because we have a lot of mothers out there who are being mothers to kids and other kids and neighborhood kids and kids at the school and kids at the church, you know. And we bless you and we thank you, because I even had one of those mothers as a single mother raising kids. When I say kids, I mean with an S. And baby, I didn't just have one. It was multiples. 3, 4, those kind of numbers. And it was a blessing to have one of those mothers that come in and just help me when I needed help. Thanks be unto God, because this is a journey that is always tedious. You go to bed being a mom, you wake up in the morning being a mother, you even be at work and still a mother, if you know what I mean, because your job just never stops. But I want to take this time to say thank you to all the mothers. Thank you for being mothers who love, who cares, who prays for people. Also being there for people and others, and not only for your own, but even other, you know, even other people, children. I mean, it is a blessing to be called a mom. It really is. I thank God for being a mom. I thank God for my kids, especially, you know, when I am going through something and God send a ram and a bush, you know, those days I appreciate so much, because it is not easy being a mom. And always have to be on your P's and Q's, if you know what I mean. Because your kids look up to you and they are expecting mom to be there. They'll go to mom before they go to dad, you know. But it's still a blessing to be a mom. And just like I was saying in my previous episode, if you have lost your mom, my deepest condolences for your loss, because it is a blessing to be a mom as well as being able to have a relationship with your mom. And it's okay to sit in those feelings, because like I said in my previous episode, it, you know, grief does not have an expiration date. People are hurting these days. You know, there's been a lot of death around lately. But even in that, my heart still goes out, cries out to the Lord. My eyes are always looking unto the hills from which comes my help, which is from the Lord, you know, because this life, ooh, baby, it's tiny, it's moving, whether we like it or not. And we have to stay prayed up. We have to always be about our Father's business. We have to always keep our kids on the altar, because this world is always turning. And people on this earth, all of them are not of the Lord. All of them do not even believe in the Lord. So what does that mean? Evil does exist. So we have to be prayerful always. The Bible talks about praying without cease. That means always praying. Even when you don't know what to say, you can just call on Jesus. Because Jesus will intercede for us. Jesus will be there for us when we are not even there for ourselves. We can call on him. But always be in the Lord's face. Always be at his throne, having a conversation with him. Even if you don't even know what to talk about, just talk about something. Because that's really about having a relationship with the Lord, having a personal relationship with Christ, you know. As you believe that Christ is your Savior, you have a conversation with the Lord, you know, because in order to get to God, you got to get to Christ. So having this conversation with God, I don't know why we feel like we have to, you know, come up with this essay or whatever, because that is not what the Lord be looking for. It's just about you just leaning and depending on him and trusting in him and everything that you do. Everything that you do. not just the good things, even the bad things. Everything that you do, you are leaning on God. Even the stuff that you don't even understand, you're leaning on Him. Because there are going to be some things that you don't understand. There are going to be some people that you don't even understand. But baby, you can most definitely lean on Him. Trust in Him. Stay prayerful. Be happy. Be mindful of what you're thinking. And just live. Just live. Every day. Staying in the moment. In the moment, you know. Don't be waking up on these mornings and be thinking about tomorrow or next week or next month. Just stay focused on today. The day that you see. Stay in the moment. Stay focused. Because today I already have problems of his own. Baby, you better talk about tomorrow or next week. Mm-mm. In the moment. Enjoy life while you have it. Enjoy the day while you have it. Today, in the moment. So y'all have a good day on this day. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to the Mental Health Bible Study Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss another episode.